This unrated, adult-friendly podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Adult Video Warehouse. Size matters, and Adult Video Warehouse's selection is huge. Come see what's new in lingerie, sexy toys, lubricants, and so much more. Check out their beautifully remodeled couple and female-friendly stores in Pompano Beach and North Palm Beach. AdultVideoWarehouse.net.
Welcome to the KBJ Aperture Podcast.
Kevin's eyes look insane, but he's got new hair. Virginia is a witch, and she farts in her chair. Jason is a spaz who's got an old man's ass. Welcome to the After the Show Podcast.
Yeah, here we go. Welcome to Friday. It is the KBJ After the Show Podcast.
Yeah.
Bert, I assume you're going to be finishing up the KBJ Halloween movie this weekend?
Yes, it's been our hell week and our hell weekend. We are hoping, and it's supposed to, and it's looking like it, be done by Sunday night going into Monday morning.
Okay, cool.
For the release on Wednesday.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good.
Barring any kind of, if anything does go awry or askew, though, we're fucked. Nothing can go wrong.
Okay. All right. Nothing could go wrong.
Nothing like on the set that happened to Alec Baldwin.
Nothing like that. Honestly, even if someone just knocks on the door and they're not supposed to come over, nothing can happen. That's how tight our schedule is.
Okay. Virginia, you got your sister that is going to be doing a little layover, so you're going to hang out in Fort Lauderdale a bit this weekend.
We're going to go over to check out the Hard Rock tonight.
Okay. All right, cool.
Sister. Have reservations at a couple of different little restaurants. We're going to hop around, check it out.
That's one of my favorite things to do, is to try restaurants in an area I don't know. I love that.
Yeah.
I'm excited because there's like seriously so much new stuff at the Hard Rock Casino. I haven't been there in forever.
Yeah, I am the same way. I've been dying to get there since they've done all the renovations, and they've got a whole bunch of new restaurants, and they've done stuff to the pools and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The Dare nightclub there.
I think it looks like a totally different place from the last time I went.
It is, yeah. No, it's...
That's fun.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a lot of good options there. In fact, we got an email from Cesar and Green Acres, and he said, yeah, I'm going to see Bert Kreischer on Friday the 29th. Any recommendations on places to eat around the Hard Rock?
I wouldn't leave the property. I mean, park your car and go explore. They have 5 different fine dining restaurants.
Yeah.
They have multiple casual dining restaurants. Like,
yeah.
If you can't find something there you like to eat, I think it's on you.
Damn, Cesar.
Well, he said anything in the price and the money range. It's been a while since we were kid-free, so going okay. And what is it? I don't know. He's got stuff there.
If you're on a budget, you definitely can't stay there because I was looking at the rooms.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh, if you want to stay in that giant guitar,
yeah.
I think they were like $600 a night.
Yeah, it's not cheap. That part's not true.
Is Cesar saying that he's got a weekend without the kids? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, I think
okay,
so.
Okay,
yeah.
Cesar. Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Yeah. I guess what he's looking for.
Okay. Let's get in that guitar.
They got everything. They got the Council Oak steaks and seafood. That's probably going to be on the higher end. The Kuros, the Japanese place you're going to. But then they also have places in there. Like they got the Hard Rock Cafe itself, which I don't think is too bad. But then they even got a little pizza place like Sirico's is in there and Fresh Harvest Buffet. So you'll be able to find some different price.
There's choices.
Yeah, but there's not, you know, a lot. That's the one thing about the Hard Rock Casino and the stadium right now is there's not really a lot around it other than... Yeah, if you're at the stadium, Hard Rock Stadium, they've got a lot of food options inside the stadium, like a Benihana they've got in there. They've got a Shula Burger in there. But outside, around the stadium, if you're in the neighborhood, there's not a lot of good food options.
Okay, inside the casino, you've got Beach Club Bar and Grill, Bowl Asian, Fresh Harvest, Hard Rock, like Kevin said, Rise Kitchen and Deli.
Yeah.
The poolside bar, they've got a sports bar.
Yeah.
And that's just the casual dining.
Right.
If you want to go more like fine dining, they've got the, what is this one? You can't even get, the Abikaya? Abika? Abico Woodfire Grill. You can't even make reservations there. Oh, it must be sold out. Cipresso, Council Oak, Kuro, Marquis Caviar, and Bay Korean Grill. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like 10 places.
Yeah, they got a lot of options. I'm sure you'll find something.
Yeah, go explore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Grant said the pizza in the casino isn't bad, so you'll be all right. I got an email from Jessie. She said, I live in Marietta, Georgia, just north of Atlanta. I'm a Braves fan. And I went to one of the Braves Brewers games last week at Truist Park. That's Braves Stadium. So just to let you know, I know you're coming up here, Kevin, to go to the game on Saturday. So if you do, let the Queen know they only allow clear bags or very small clutches. Okay.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, that is. Uh-huh. And she said, and the area where the stadium is located is called the Battery. It's great atmosphere, lots of bars, restaurants, fun things to do. Yeah, I've been up around the stadium. They do have a lot of cool sports bars, so I'm going to go try to find one. So she said, a side note, too, I'm a big Foo fan. Dave's book's on my nightstand, and my husband and I will be seeing them tomorrow night at Shaky Knees Music Fest in Atlanta. Yeah, that's the one that, like I'd said on the regular show, wrapping up, is just down the road from my son's apartment. And he said, I'll be able to hear the Foo Fighters from my balcony tonight.
Wow. And that's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'd love to be there tonight for that. Tell Jaybird I'm going to be seeing Avett on the 31st at the Fox Theater, back-to-back concert weekend. So
Avett Brothers?
Yeah, they're going to be in Atlanta next weekend.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's my. I like those guys, Virginia.
Yeah, you do. You talk about the Avett Brothers a lot.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, so some good stuff. Thank you for the heads up on that. Appreciate it. Also got an email from Jess, the OG Zamboni wife. Remember that? Married
her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure yeah. do.
Uh-huh. And now, you know, they're a cute little family after we married them years ago, the BB&T Center on the ice there at a Florida Panthers game. She said, we're on a road trip. We got to Virginia. My husband told the kids where we are, and Chloe, the five-year-old, says, that's the girl's name on the KVJ show. Yeah, she met you guys one time, has been a fan since birth. She's been singing the KVJ show ever since.
I love it.
Cutie. Yeah.
Hashtag raising them right.
Well, mini KVJ Nationer.
We need it.
Yeah.
We do. We need this gig until we're 80. So yeah. Even when you have kids, we need to keep it going.
Mm-hmm. Also, we were talking about stadiums with different names. BB&T is the old name. It's Florida Live Arena now. That got a name change, as did, if you found out last night, if you're watching the Heat game, you're like, well, what happened to American Airlines Arena? It's now FTX Arena. So they've changed basically the names on everything. And I was, you know, patting FAU on the back for keeping FAU Stadium. And then Catherine said, actually, we tried to get money years ago. To answer Virginia's question, we would have had a $6 million deal back in 2011 with the Geo Group, a multinational corporation that runs prisons. Is going to be a Geo Group Stadium, and it fell through. The deal didn't happen. So, but like she said, FAU is joining the American Athletic Conference. It's kind of a step up in conference, I believe. And so they should hopefully maybe have better TV deals and make more money and all that kind of stuff. So
good for them.
Yeah. So the FAU program is getting there. It's been climbing up. It's Sun Belt, Conference USA, now American Athletic. So they're hopefully one day going to be a big old program like the Florida Gators or the Seminoles, something like that.
FAU, hoo-hoo.
Mm-hmm.
My motherfucking alum.
Yeah. They had a big win last night.
Yeah, I know. I know my boys did good.
Why don't you float it out there? Let them know we can call this thing the KVJ FAU Stadium if they'd like.
Let them know the Birds alum.
Yeah.
We'll negotiate.
And you can do that for no money.
Oh, we would actually have to pay.
We can pay you in Atoll vodka and Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm-hmm. She's working the sponsors in, Kev. That's good.
It is.
The sponsors say, shut up, Virginia.
Doug sent an email. He said, Kevin, I heard you guys talking about what Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said about the murders in Polk County. He was the one that we played the clip of yesterday. Their murder rate had gone up. I think it was like 32 murders in the county. And he had said, y'all need to chill out. He's like, go have yourself
a seven up, a moon pie,
and stop murdering people. He said that's just the tip of the iceberg with this cat, though. You go to YouTube, you see all kinds of things that he's been saying. One time a reporter asked him why the deputy shot a guy 32 times. And he said, well, because we ran out of bullets.
Yeah, no, this I knew when you said when you told the story and said it was Polk County. Yeah. This cat's got a lot of clips, and I don't think he gives a fuck.
No, he doesn't.
I think he is straight up, if you don't like what I'm saying, kiss my dick. I think he's pretty much like
he's
that.
He calls our jail the Crossbar Hotel. Yeah.
Dang.
He pretty much taunts the criminals. If y'all want to do that, we're going to get you.
He embodies the spirit of Polk County.
County and being a, is he the sheriff? Is that what he is?
Yeah, he's the sheriff. Oh, yeah, Polk County.
They love him.
Love him.
Yeah,
I think the people who love police and they love
he
him.
He fits Polk County. He is Polk County. Doug said he ran unopposed the last four or five elections.
Wow,
they fucking around.
Everybody's like, "There's no way we can have anybody beat this guy."
Yeah,
he's gonna have to die.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think he has any kind of sympathy for any kind of criminal out there. So he's like, "If you're doing something wrong, we're gonna get you." And if you happen to get hurt, so be it.
Don't act up in Polk County.
No, you don't do that at all. I got Lisa with some thoughts for Jaybird. Went to Home Depot this morning and found some cool stuff. It's some Christmas decorations. Here's one for the low price of $180. You can get an inflatable Millennium Falcon that they've got there to put out in your front yard.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
How's that Christmas? That's Christmas?
Yeah, it's Christmas, yeah. I mean, Christmas and Star Wars, you don't get the connection?
They it's like KISS. They'll throw anything on a Star Wars logo. Oh, it's great. It's a Christmas Yoda.
Yeah, they got a, here you go, Virginia, you'll like this. They've got a Christmas Baby Yoda.
Ooh.
And a Christmas Mandalorian.
I do love Baby Yoda.
Stop, I know you like Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda's cute.
About that, yeah.
She couldn't tell you anything about Baby Yoda other than the fact that he's small, he's cute, and he's green. What else can you tell me about Baby Yoda?
He's adorable.
What show is he on?
Star Wars.
Well, what's the name of it?
Mandalorian.
Okay, that's better than I thought.
And it goes 88 miles an hour.
It's the wrong fucking movie.
Got a suggestion here for the No Name Movie Game. Like we heard this before, Marissa had said, I got a 7-year-old daughter who loves the No Name Movie Game and has even guessed a few of the kids' movies.
So okay.
We had an idea to do a kid edition.
That would be fun.
All kids' movies.
I like that.
Yeah. We've done that before on the show, and it goes, I think every now and then it's a fun thing to throw in.
Yeah. It might be something maybe we could try next weekend or maybe the weekend after. I know we got Halloween coming up next weekend.
You do it too much, though. Shut the fuck up. We don't want to hear the kids. We've had that before, too. Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to hear my kids, I'd go home from the bar.
Those are not my words, by the way. Those are the audience's words.
Mm-hmm. So that's Marley's ideas. Thank you.
Cute.
We'll get to that again soon when it makes sense. One of these weekends. That'll definitely happen. I got an email here from somebody who wants to remain anonymous. They said, so my fiance has expressed not wanting to be intimate with me during my period. He stated he doesn't like that I still have periods. And then he said, well, as long as your mouth works. He went on and on to say how healthy it was for a woman to not have a period. I thought to myself, why don't I deserve sex or pleasure while on my period? But he does. Then I thought, why doesn't he like that I still have periods? Then I remembered his ex-wife had a hysterectomy. I immediately felt insecure. My question is, was my fiance wrong for this underlying comparison, or am I just being sensitive?
Your fiance sounds like an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely sounds very insensitive and like a brute.
And look, if we're on the team together, we're going swimming in the Red Sea. It ain't bothering me.
Yeah.
If we're in this thing together, you're my woman.
Yeah.
We're going to be grossed out by a little blood.
Yeah, take a little shower.
Fuck that guy. Wallace Pennington, I'm out.
Ouch.
Actually, don't fuck that guy.
Yeah, don't fuck that guy.
Yeah.
He sounds like a guy who's just a jerk, and he's comparing you to his last girl. Like, dude, what are you doing?
Anybody that makes you feel bad for something you cannot help, they are a fuckface.
Well, that seems to be one of the things that people do point out now is people that make you feel bad when you feel bad.
Oh, yeah, well, that's their tactic to shut things down. It's very easy to call someone defensive, oversensitive, irrational, because no one wants to be crazy. But if you're an asshole that doesn't fight cleanly, you're going to throw that out to shut down conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, you're being so sensitive, Virginia.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Well, there's times to be oversensitive. There's times to fucking be emotional.
Yeah. You're over here poking me. Of course I'm going to get pissed.
There's this new buzz thing. Oh, can't get emotional. Motherfucker, I make decisions on emotions sometimes. You got to.
Yeah.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck this.
Yeah. Dump that loser.
No, seriously. You shouldn't be with someone that makes you feel bad about
that
kind of stuff.
Yeah, I do agree. I'm only half kidding with that. I would really re-examine your relationship. I'm sure he, obviously, I hope, has something that you love about him and has redeeming qualities, but this is not one.
That's what assholes do. They make you feel, they'll say terrible shit to you, and then they'll make you feel bad about how you react to the terrible shit they said to you. Mm. It's a terrible situation.
It's just a rude thing for him to say, your mouth still works. How insulting.
1952 called.
Can't even imagine that.
That's just, it's not respectful. And you need a man that's going to respect you and speak to you like you deserve to be spoken to. Not like you're trashy or like he's above you.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what's really going on in your life, I'm being serious. I would not stay with a person like that.
No. And if you need her, I'll rent the Mexican Queen to you for 10 minutes. She'll take care of this motherfucker.
She'll put him in his place quick.
Yeah.
Man, a Kevin Ralston well-placed motherfucker. Something I always love.
It'd be fun to watch. That's my only... we get to watch.
She destroys him.
It'd be tough. He'd be crying in a minute. Bud Light is doing something new. They got eggnog-flavored hard seltzer for the holidays. Everybody playing around with these seltzers.
That sounds great.
I think I would drink that.
You cannot drink that, Farty Pants. No.
I love nog. It's seltzer and nog. It's apple.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
Well, they've got the eggnog flavors one. They've got four new flavors. There's seltzer nog, sugar plum, and cherry cordial.
So did they decide to pick the shittiest flavors for this?
Yeah, I guess it says Christmas, but isn't there better flavors for Christmas? And are they missing something here?
What was that last word you said?
Cherry cordial.
What the shit is that?
It's a very nice cherry. Cordial.
That is so 1950s. Let's go to the diner and get a malt.
I think it's a chocolate-covered cherry.
Well, they just fucking say chocolate-covered cherry.
Yeah, and then they got cranberry in there. Cranberry might be all right.
That's great for all the people who have some UDs.
Yeah, that would
cranberry's
work.
Another.
Get some to Bill Clinton.
It's another shitty flavor.
Yeah.
I love cranberry.
It's going to be available nationwide starting November 1st, all part of their ugly sweater pack. And they, for the fall, have done the fall flannel pack. That started in September. That had pumpkin spice, maple pear, apple crisp, and toasted marshmallow seltzers.
If someone said, Kevin, I want you to make this cookie taste like the flavor of flannel, what would you do? How would you make that?
Have a cookie taste the flavor of flannel.
You want it to taste like flannel, whatever you think flannel would taste like.
Campfire. Yeah. Okay, it'd be like s'mores.
Very, very good.
Yeah, that's
I would
good.
Hire you. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Asking them Google questions over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would hire you, but I don't have a job or a company.
Sasquatch Recordings, bro. We'd love to have you. No, actually, we wouldn't.
Also, another interesting product here. What do you think about the Cheetos Flamin' Hot Sticks? It's hot dog on a stick teamed up with Cheetos to come together to create Cheetos Flamin' Hot Sticks.
So it's basically a corn dog with Cheeto covering.
Yeah, Cheeto covering.
I love a corn dog, but I realize I like the breading and the stick, not the dog.
I like it all.
Oh, I know you do.
I love a corn dog.
Yeah, okay, it's interesting. I'm intrigued, but one of my favorite things about a hot dog on a stick is dipping it in the spicy mustard. And if it's got the Cheetos on it.
Oh, a mustard would work with that.
Yeah, mustard and Cheetos would go good.
You think so?
Think you'd be surprised. And you'd probably like the spicy of it.
Yeah, I like that. That's just the only thing I was wondering. I'm like, is that going to throw off dipping it in mustard?
No, I think it'd actually enhance it.
I think you would get down with it, Kev.
Even a hot mustard would work with that.
Okay.
I don't know if you like hot mustard or not.
I do, yeah. The spicy mustard I really like. Especially like the spicy brown, things like that. Some of my favorites.
I love things on a stick.
I love spicy brown mustard with mustard seeds in it.
You walk around a party, someone's giving, you know, some hors d'oeuvres out there, and they got a stick at the end of it. It just makes it, sticks make it classier of a snack, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. No? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I love meat on a stick.
Does stick make it classier, or does it make it less classy?
I feel like a stick makes it classy AF. If I'm at a party and they're giving me sticked snacks, holy fuck.
I don't know if it says class or not, but it does say easier to eat.
Yeah.
I don't think it's classy.
Well, I mean, we can't argue
with
you.
But look at you.
You're right. I know class.
Yes. I don't know if you saw today is National Nut Day.
I didn't see that. No, yeah. And I'm surprised.
Day for nuts.
Isn't there other, there's like three other national holidays today too, as well.
There's always a lot of different ones.
I could have brought my leaf blower. We could have played
Name That Nut.
Name That Nut.
I like how Kevin tells it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
He made sure not to send me that note last night.
I didn't know till this morning,
If you were to text Virginia at 10:30 last night, hey, we want to really do Name That Nut, can you get nuts? She would have been out there with enthusiasm buying nuts for that bit.
Oh, you know it.
She loves that bit, huh?
It's her
all-time favorite.
I love hitting Jay Bird in the face with stuff out of the leaf blower.
I mean, it's the same exact result every time. She's like, all right, I got this little item. It's got nut in it.
Yeah.
And we're going to see if Jay Bird can identify. I never can identify it.
Last time you were out, I hit it with nutmeg.
And all you hear is, oh my gosh, my face. What was it? I don't know. It was nutmeg. And the day's like, nutmeg. And that's the segment. Every time.
It never gets old.
I do like it. I at least know. We at least have 10 minutes of Name That Nut going on.
Speaking of nut, I just got a shot of your camera, Jared. You have large nuts right there on the camera. I'm like, whoa, what is in that bag?
This is one of those games you can play at a party.
I was talking about the dick sack bag there. It's just all these more gifts. Yeah, that's the nuts I was talking about.
Our friends at Adult Video Warehouse, who are graciously one of our favorite sponsors of this podcast.
Yeah.
They send us a goodie bag every month. And look at this fun game you can play with your friends. Pecker Ring Toss. It's got a blow up dick, and then you've got rings, and you can try to, you know, ring toss.
Yeah, it's ring toss with a cock.
Okay.
So much fun, Kevin.
Oh, and they gave us like a shot glass with a big old dick on it, or a little dick. Look at that thing. That's
fun. Adorable. All right. They gave us some, what is that?
This thing. I think that goes in people's butts, Kev. And, I mean, how deep is your butt?
How deep is your butt? I really need to know.
I mean, this thing is, it's long.
I think we gotta try it on Suits.
Suits? Not till he gets a raise. I don't feel comfortable until he gets a little bit extra money.
Then you can do it.
Let's ask him.
Yeah. You said you were going to play that with the kids, Virginia?
Not the anal one.
Oh, okay. Oh,
the pecker ring toss. I think Rocco would get a kick out of that blow-up penis ring toss game.
Well, are you putting it in your front or backyard?
Oh, she...
I'm going to put it where the golfers can see
it. You should put it where the camera's at for your neighbors.
Oh, yeah, on the side of my house where my neighbors have 6 cameras pointed at my house.
Look at this. It's a bar of soap, and it says dirty bitch on it.
Oh, that's for you.
Oh, okay.
It's, you know, wipe away the dirt.
If it's a great place to go get gifts. If you want to get gag gifts or fun gifts.
Or does you want to get your... Your O on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Orgasm.
So much fun. I'm excited. Rocco is going to flip about that blow-up penis game.
Take the ticket.
I'm taking everything.
You ain't taking them handcuffs.
Are you using that anal thing?
I'm using the dirty bitch soap.
Oh, yeah? You going to put that in your shower?
We're fighting over who gets the dirty bitch soap.
I'll do a little Facebook Live.
I'll play you. Paper, scissors, rock for it.
For the
dirty bitch soap.
I think that's great radio, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors. Salad. Mm-hmm. Didn't we do? I think we've done that.
We did. We've done a whole tournament.
No, we used to have a bit. It was paper. Yeah, we did it not that long ago.
Yeah.
The chat room will remember. We did a paper, scissor, rock kind of a thing.
Totally.
Yeah, what was that?
Because I'd always go with the same move to try to get in your guys' head.
And you would tell us you were throwing rock.
And sometimes it would work.
And you'd throw rock.
Yeah. I do love that game.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how great it is to listen on the radio. I don't know.
I'm trying to remember what the bit was.
Remember when we all acted like mimes on the air?
That doesn't go over. Mm-hmm.
That's right. It was shock, paper, scissors.
Shock, paper, scissors.
Why did we stop doing that?
I don't know.
Bring it back.
Shock, paper, scissors.
And imagine that.
What was it? It was like if you lost, you got shocked. I think it was best 2 out of 3.
Okay.
Imagine that. Prissy Patty over here doesn't want us to bring it back because she might get shocked.
Yeah. What was that? What was the game?
Suits is here. Are you here for the anal thing?
No, I'm here for shock, paper, scissors. I want that real clear. Yeah. Shock, paper, scissors.
Son, loosen that tie.
Grab your ankles.
Oh, that was painful.
This is what you did. You tricked me to come in here, didn't you?
Kevin, look how long this thing is.
It looks like a pogo stick.
That's almost like a foot-long sub.
Yeah.
I feel like Suits can take it.
Jeez. All right, intimidating.
You're going to go too far, Sydney. One of these days, you're going to bring us down.
28 times anal beads.
Wow.
28 times.
Well, it's got 28, I guess, anal beads on it, maybe.
Wow.
Because 27 is not enough.
Well, of course not.
It feels excessive.
I mean, after 19, are you just like, all right, I can get it.
After one.
After one.
One. I'm good at one.
How do you say
I'm not even good at one. 19,
can we start small?
19 so much, but you're still going to what, 30, you said?
I think 28, it says. Yeah, 28. That's a lot.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, so what was the shock, paper, scissors?
So one member of the show would have the shock collar on. They'd have to play every single other member of the show, and every time you lost, you got shocked.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So, yeah, you went through the whole show playing it.
Yeah. Okay, that's fun.
It was a fun game, actually.
Yeah, we should do that again.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this time we do it with those anal things.
I'm going to leave before you guys get any other ideas.
That's the shock.
So it's rock, paper, cock instead of shock? Or cock, paper, scissors.
Cock, paper, scissors. Yeah. All right, bend over.
Thank you, Adult Video Warehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do trick it out.
Yeah.
I'm all about this. Pecker ring toss.
That would be a fun adult game to play.
Rocco's going to love this, I'm telling you.
Are you going to make a video that we can all see of your son playing with a 3-foot tall inflatable penis?
Well, if you do that, you know at least 20% of the audience is going to have some shit to say.
Yeah. Make sure your mouth's open in the
video. This is when I don't read the comments.
We can read them on the air, though, on Monday. Virginia, you have gone too far this time. I always love that comment. This time you guys have gone
this
too
time,
far.
Yeah. This time. It is kind of entertaining. Yet somehow they always keep winding up on our stuff and commenting.
Oh, yeah. So some guy had a comment the other day. How the fuck is this show still going on? You guys are the most thirsties, blah, blah, blah. Why? How is anyone listening? He took that time to write this comment, but then KVJ and Hitchin jumped on his ass. They got him.
Yeah. I know you may not like it, but somehow we're still around, motherfucker.
We don't understand it either.
Yeah.
But
deal with the bitch.
Somehow, we just won't go anywhere.
We're still chugging along.
We're like roaches or herpes.
Yes.
We're here, bitch.
It's a good comparison. Yeah. So there you go. All right. Well, hopefully you guys have a great weekend this weekend with everything that you got going on. Can't wait to hear about all your adventures, Virginia.
Yes.
I know you're going to be hitting up Fort Lauderdale. You got an idea to hit up a speakeasy.
Yes, a little speakeasy that's hidden in the back of a liquor store. You have to know about it and make reservations and pay up front. Like, it's all kind of cool things.
Okay. That's very cool. Yeah, you can't go wrong either with the Los Olas area, too. Just go up and down there, and you'll find tons of places to go bar hopping.
And please tell Sister I said hello.
I will. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow, Virtual Stars Ball.
That's right.
Kevin's playing you off the stage.
No, I want to hear about it.
I'll leave.
7 o'clock tomorrow, kvjshow.com, Little Smiles Virtual Stars Ball. A live performance from Andy Grammer. Vanilla Ice is going to be making an appearance as well.
All kinds of fun, and you can see all the kids that we're honoring, and we're keeping it safe this year because a lot of these kids are immune compromised. So
it makes sense.
Yes, we can't get anybody sick, not our sweet kids.
Yep.
So we'll see you starting at 7. Go to kvjshow.com tomorrow.
Have a great weekend, y'all.
This unrated, adult-friendly podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Adult Video Warehouse. Adult Video Warehouse believes that sexy is for everybody. They've been boosting sexual confidence and exploration in South Florida for over 20 years. Check out their beautifully remodeled stores in Pompano Beach and North Palm Beach today. AdultVideoWarehouse.net.